With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Montana House of Representatives endorsed a preliminary state budget today that outlines $12 billion in spending over the next 2 years. Shaylee Rager reports.
The Republican majority advanced the state spending package with every Democrat voting against it. During debate Monday, the House approved an amendment that would require state agencies to absorb a 5% vacancy savings, a percent more than Republican Governor Greg Gianforte requested in his proposed budget, in order to save the state money. Republicans rejected proposed amendments offered by Democrats to increase spending on state suicide prevention programs and lowering reduced-price meals at public schools for low-income students. The two-year spending plan will move on to the Senate after a final House vote expected Tuesday. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Glacier National Park officials have finalized a Going to the Sun Road corridor management plan to help improve visitor experience and protect natural resources along the iconic Alpine Byway. The Flathead Beacon reports the plan gives park officials the tools to handle increasing visitation and allows them to manage congestion by expanding shuttle service, creating a parking permit system at popular locations, improving and adding trails, and improving services for bicycle riders. The park could also implement a permit system for popular trails to reduce crowding. The park is also considering whether to implement a reservation system for entry to the park. Yellowstone National Park is seeking public comment on a proposal to install fiber optic cable in developed areas, saying the existing telecommunication system is inadequate. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
According to a Yellowstone press release Monday, adding nearly 200 miles of underground fiber in and along some park roads would not expand authorized cell phone coverage areas, but would substantially improve coverage quality in existing developed areas. Yellowstone officials say the current microwave radio system falls short of what's needed for business operations and emergency communications, and makes it difficult to recruit employees who live in more remote parts of the park. Officials say installing fiber optic would also allow the park to remove 5 microwave radio reflectors, each about 28 feet high and 24 feet wide, that were installed in the backcountry decades ago. Installing underground fiber could create traffic delays in the park from April until early November for 3 consecutive years, according to the press release. People who want to submit public comments on the proposal must do so by April 21st, either by mail or through an online portal. Yellowstone is expected to make a final decision this summer. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Police in South Central Montana say 2 people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide. Livingston Police Chief Dale Johnson says officers were en route to a reported disturbance between multiple people on Sunday morning when they were told that several shots had been fired. Johnson says when the officers arrived and made contact with one of the people involved in the disturbance, he shot himself. A preliminary investigation shows another person involved in the dispute died of gunshot injuries. The Montana Department of Criminal Investigation and Montana Highway Patrol are assisting in the investigation. Montana lawmakers today heard public testimony on a pair of bills that would curb the power of governments during health emergencies. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Belgrade Republican Representative Jedediah Hinkle said businesses have been pushed into acting as the enforcement arm for public health mandates during the coronavirus pandemic.
House Bill 257 releases businesses to make their own decision to enforce or to not enforce, to turn away customers or to not turn away customers.
Under the bill, cities, counties, local health boards, and state emergency plans would not be able to enact public health orders like capacity limits that compel businesses to deny customers. Monday's hearing drew lengthy public testimony from nearly 2 dozen supporters, including a handful of private citizens and business owners. Opponents included representatives for medical and public health advocacy groups and Kelly Lynch with the Montana League of Cities and Towns.
This bill goes way beyond what is necessary to provide accountability at the local level.
She said another bill under consideration that would require elected official approval of health orders already addresses potential government overreach during emergencies. Many of the same people testified on House Bill 501, which was also heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. It would bar vaccination status or failure to wear medical devices like a face mask from being grounds for criminal trespass in public places paid for at least partially with taxpayer money. Both bills fit into this session's GOP-led trend to limit the power of health officials and government bodies amid public health emergencies over concerns of overreach during the pandemic. Those policies already cleared the House and now face a committee vote before the Senate can consider them. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
This is MTPR.